Hello again, or hello for the first time, to Fine Wine and Evil Spirits, a husband and wife podcast where we discuss the unearthly while sipping on booze. I'm Sarah, and
I'm Kevin,
and today I am drinking Seagram's Escapes Calypso Colada flavor, which is heaven in a can, and also blue in color, which makes my heart happy because blue is my favorite color. This is my first time trying it, and I was looking to get something Hawaiian-ish. I've never been to Hawaii, but coconuts and pineapple, I feel like it just makes sense. Kevin, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Jack Daniel's and Coke. Yeah, it is amazing. It tastes like vanilla.
It does taste like vanilla. I tried it. Yes,
happiness.
What can go wrong with vanilla? It actually tastes like vanilla bean, more specifically.
Yeah, it doesn't even taste like I'm drinking any kind of like whiskey or anything. It just tastes like, I don't know, paradise in a
cup.
In a cup.
Well, I guess then it's kind of Hawaiian because Hawaii is
paradise. Bam! Owe me a Pepsi.
Did you hear that unison language? Okay. Anyway, our stories take place in Hawaii, obviously, because we've been talking about it. But before we get into our tales.
Not the ones you wag.
Our daughter Miley is going to shed some light on Hawaiian superstitions.
Hi, I'm Miley, and here are some Hawaiian superstitions. 1. Don't break bananas on a boat. It brings no fish and bad luck. 2. Don't leave chopsticks standing straight up in a bowl of rice, or bad luck will follow, because that's how you offer rice to the dead. 3. If you drive by a cemetery with your windows down, a spirit of a child will come along for the ride.
A child?
Yeah,
that's very creepy.
Why walk when you get a free ride? You had your window down.
So do you want to...
But couldn't the ghost, like, teleport, right?
Teleport?
Yeah, teleportation.
I guess so. Right? Because it's going from, like...
one place to another.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, I was told that if you went by a cemetery, like drove by one, you had to hold your breath the whole time or else the spirit could enter your body.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
I can barely hold my breath, but no.
Yes.
So I would literally hold my breath, and some cemeteries are super long.
Right? You're like, when's the cemetery going to end?
My parents would like turn around, I'd be like passed out in the back seat because I would hold my breath.
What's wrong with her? Nothing. Superstition stuff.
Well, thank you, Miley, for shedding light on those superstitions, and you can go to bed now.
Yep, you were great. Thank you for your service.
Poop. Good night, we love you. Alright, so our first story is about the Shark Man. So when you think of Shark Man, what picture comes into your mind?
A Shark Man. Oh man, I think of like a Scooby-Doo episode in Hawaii.
That makes sense. I can see
like
that.
Honolulu I think I may have butchered that, but that's what I think of.
So the legend has it that Shark Man is a shapeshifter named Nanaua.
Nice.
Conceived by the Shark King and a human named Kalei. Even though he was half human and half shark, after he had his first bite of meat, he developed an insatiable hunger, not for animals though, for humans.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. So it sounds a little zombie-ish to me, or would he even be like, would he be considered a cannibal because he's half human?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think so, because you would have to...
Eat your own kind, right?
Eat your own kind. I guess
this brings us back to the albino cannibals who ate humans and also livestock.
I guess so then.
So from what I've read, he could transform into both human and shark, which is good to know because... when I started reading about it, actually, I thought of, like, a man body and then a shark head.
I thought of a man baby.
A man baby. Did you think of yourself?
Whoa.
But no. So, like, when I was picturing that in my head, I was thinking about in Moana when Maui was going from different things. And then
he was awesome.
He's like, I have a shark head, don't I? So, yeah. sites. It said that he would transform into a shark and snatch up locals swimming in the ocean. But the locals only took the abuse for so long and started to hunt him.
Here's a question. What happens if you're not a local, you're just visiting? I guess they won't get a pass.
I don't
know. Free hall pass or, you know, free, go ahead, play in the ocean, you're good.
So this is like a legend, so it's like a myth. I don't know if it's has like a story behind it that, you know, it's telling people to, I don't know. Because it's like, you know, the Greek gods and goddesses and stuff like that, like it's kind of like that. Like he's a demi god, but in this he's like a, I guess like a demi fish because he's half shark.
Right, yeah.
But that's a good question. I would assume that he would just attack whoever is in the water, though.
Right. Why would you be like, oh, yeah, is this a local? Let me check.
Because I feel like...
Let me get his address here.
I feel like... I don't know. It's not like he's been done wrong. He was just made from a king of the sharks or a king shark and a human woman. So it's not... He wasn't wronged by anyone. So
he's just wronging other people.
Right.
Yeah.
That seems like the way the world works.
Yeah. Must have been dropped on his head.
Maybe.
Talks to you sideways, you know?
Oh, God. But the locals only took the abuse for so long and started to hunt him, because that's what people do. Mm-hmm. They hunt sharks, and then they kill them and deplete the ocean. But I have an idea. If you don't want to be hunted by sharks, don't go into the ocean. Because it didn't say anything about him eating people on the land, just the ocean.
But he's half and half. He's like Creamer.
Creamer. No. Ugh, I can't deal. The ocean is not coffee, Kevin. It's not the same.
No, I'm talking about the mythical shark man.
Yeah. So when they finally caught him, he was in shark form and they beat him to death. After they chanted over his body, chopped up his body, and burn the remains, they worried that if they didn't bury it, he would have the power to heal and regenerate.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't come back to life, by the way. And it said that his vengeful spirit revives in Kanina. I don't know if I said that right. It's a cave in Waialua. I don't know if I said that right. These Hawaiian words, man.
You're doing great.
Thank you. I'm trying. I spelled them out and everything. The passage of the cave leads straight to the sea, and Nanua is, he waits for travelers to come when he is in his human form. He offers them food and ava, which is a beverage made from fresh or dried kava root and water. After they accept, he waits until they are lethargic and turns into a shark form to kill them, then lets their body rot before devouring them.
Oh, how friendly.
I know. Great guy. Great guy.
Friends like that, who needs enemies, right?
Or a great half guy, because he's half killer shark. While the shark man may be a Hawaiian folklore, the cave is very real and known for being a dangerous place to visit. It's about 150,000 years old, which is hard to believe for some people since they think that the Earth is only a few thousand years old, which we know isn't true. Science!
Right?
The Sharkman isn't enough to keep people from visiting the volcanic rock cave, and neither is the slippery interior. The caves within have yet to be explored and mapped, and the tunnels are not maintained. So if you plan to visit, caution is advised.
Yep.
I don't think I could go in a cave. I'd be paranoid that it would.
Well, what happens if you went in the cave with somebody that was trained, had like that kind of training?
What if the cave collapsed? They know what to do.
Well, I mean, they have training. I mean, if a cave collapses, yeah, you may get a little
rocky. And on your head.
Literally, and I guess, but whatever. I mean, well, let's say it doesn't collapse. Let's say, like, you know, they kind of...
Then you slip and you fall on a rock because it's slippery on the interior.
Oh, you don't always hurt yourself doing adventurous
stuff. I always hurt
myself.
I hurt myself when I walk to the kitchen.
Well, we'll put you in a big bubble and then we'll just bring you with you.
But what if I can't breathe inside the bubble?
Oh, well, you'll be fine. We got all the setups for you.
Are you trying to kill me?
No, I'm trying to
sell you
stuff.
Is this like the time I told you I thought I was allergic to avocado and you keep trying to feed me avocado?
No. No, I think you would do fine. I mean, going out and exploring is a good thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine me exploring inside a cave.
I would. I mean, if there was like a somebody there that actually knew like the island and kind of knew where to go and where not to go, I would.
But what if you run into the shark man?
Well, hopefully I'm not the slowest.
Or you're going to push me in front of you and you're going to make me fall. And then you're going to leave me like you did when the two trees fell in the house. And you're going to get away while the shark man eats me.
First of all, I didn't leave you.
Yes, you did.
I saved a child, okay? I jumped on...
You used a child as an excuse to run out of the room
you
as fast as
you
could. You
were across on the other side of the table. So the child was the easiest one to save. And plus, all I thought was...
Like, get the child out.
Get the child out. That's what I was thinking. Boom. Save
who
the
cares
child.
About the person who gave you the gift of that magnificent little curly-haired child?
You did great. You didn't get hit with anything, right?
I almost did. Anyway, so
that's another episode.
Our next story is Morgan's Corner, which seems to have a lot of paranormal things going on and multiple origin stories. The corner or the street is named after James Morgan, who was a doctor and lived on the S-curve in the 1920s through the 1940s. Morgan's Corner is best known for the murder of, I know, 68-year-old Therese Wilder. She was killed by two escaped prisoners in her own home where they bound and gagged her until she suffocated. Apparently, they told the cops that they were lured in by the smell of her dinner that she had been cooking.
You gotta be kidding me.
So when I was reading that, it made me think of the cartoons, how someone would make a pie that was and put it like in a windowsill to cool down, and then some jerk bunny or cat would come over and take it and eat it. So rude. I don't think people understand what goes into baking a pie, and I do, and that's why I don't bake them.
All right, I'll burn the whole kitchen down.
Yeah, you probably would.
Stick to the oatmeal.
What were you making last night? It smelled like fire in here, and I woke up.
It wasn't that bad.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Grilled cheese?
No.
Weston says you gave him grilled cheese for breakfast. Is that true?
No.
So, again, she was killed in her own home. And it's not actually on Morgan's Corner, but off to the side. I'm not sure if she haunts the area, but I don't see why she would be attached to that street because nothing actually happened there. They actually tore down the house, but if you type in the address, you can still get there, which is kind of creepy.
So it's just a lot of land, or a lot?
I think so. That's what it's deemed to say. Mm-hmm. So the next story we have is Brittany Lockman, who was said to have hung herself on a tree at the end of a new Road. I don't know if I said that right either. Legend has it that when they found her, her head had been detached from her body and still hanging on the noose because she hadn't been found for several days. And I wonder how long it actually takes for the head and the body to detach. I guess it depends on like the temperature and conditions and stuff like that, like if it's raining or not. But how is the head on the noose and the rest of the body is gone? Like, how does it just stay there?
The rest of the body
is like on the ground, I guess.
Okay. It's all like gone, like it wasn't like there. It was just like the head and the...
No, but the head is still there. How does it stay on the rope like that? I don't see how that's possible. It's physics. I don't want to know these things, but I want to know these things, just right. To know them, I guess. Anyway, her head was never attached to her body at her burial, and because of this, there have been sightings of her at the spot where she died, just roaming around.
Poor lady was just making food.
No, this is a different lady. This is a girl.
Oh.
The lady was murdered. Right. The girl hung herself.
Right, yeah.
Her head not attached.
Head not attached, yeah.
And then apparently there's another Morgan's Corner. It's located at another hairpin on the windward side of Old Pally Road. This is probably going to sound familiar to a lot of people. And hold your comments till the end while I tell this because you're probably going to be like, oh, I know this one. There was a couple that was broke down on the side of the road. The boyfriend, of course, so macho, left the girlfriend alone to get help. So why does this always seem like a good idea? From a guy's perspective, you have the keys to the car, you lock the doors, and you go together. Why on earth is it necessary for someone to leave anyone to stay alone?
Well, maybe they have stuff in the car. Like
stuff in the car? You have the keys to the car. You lock the car. You go together. You're gonna.
It was just them two? It was just them.
Yeah. Sometimes in movies, when they do this, they'll be like, well, what if someone comes, they might be able to help. But then it's like, how? You're broken down. Unless someone has a full service tool and equipment like center to fix the car, how is anyone going to be able to help?
Depends what's wrong with the car.
Well, yeah, it depends what's wrong with the car. Like what? What?
I don't know what's
the car doing. It's broken down. And you can't diagnose a car for a legend. We don't know what happened. We don't know if they ran out of gas.
That's a bad day. Better hope you didn't run out of the gas in a diesel. That's a really bad day.
I don't think it is. So, anyway. For the record, you better never expect me to wait in the car.
Actually come with me. Because I'm walking in no dark road by myself.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't even understand how she's okay with it. Like, if I was in the car, and even if the doors are locked...
Maybe her leg was broke or something.
Her leg was not broken. It didn't say that in the story. So, the boyfriend, as expected, was gone for an extremely long amount of time. And the girl...
had to walk to the next town.
Well, you don't know how far away the town was. It could have been just a few steps away. Right. The girl fell asleep. She was startled awake by a police officer before sunrise. As any right-minded person would do, he helped her out of the car. But then he demanded that she doesn't look behind her. Being the curious little cat that she is, because, you know, curiosity killed the cat.
Right.
She looked back.
And it wasn't a police officer.
No, it was a police officer. But the boyfriend was hanging from a tree by his feet. And his neck was sliced from ear to ear.
Oh my god.
But does that sound familiar to you?
That's the urban legend of the...
The Hook Man.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So when I was reading that, I was like, it's crazy how so many different urban legends are just spread so much across everywhere.
Right.
Because I remember you mentioning something about a lady in white. Those stories are literally everywhere.
Right.
That
was in,
Supernatural.
The Lady in White, then we do the first episode.
Indiana. Indiana was the last episode. Pennsylvania was our first episode.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm a little, yeah, there was a Lady in White, at like a university, I believe it was.
There's literally always...
Or was it yellow? I can't remember.
But there's always a lady in white. And the story with her usually is that she found out that her husband's cheating on her. Or found out that her, like, boyfriend has been unfaithful. And she kills herself. And then she lures unfaithful men to their death. As kind of like a revenge thing. Even right. though it's not her boyfriend. I love urban legends, though. Like, I find them so creepy, and I can't... Oh, did you know that book that we used to read when we were kids? What was it? Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark or something like that? With the weird faces on the front and the creepy illustrations?
Yeah.
The movie's coming out soon.
Oh, yay.
You know we're gonna see it, right?
Sure.
We have to see it. Yeah, so... If you ever expect me to stay in a car
by myself, you'll be fine.
Remember that time I changed the tire by myself because I didn't want to wait for you and you came just as I finished it?
I'm really proud of you. That was nice.
I couldn't do it on our SUV though.
It's really good. It's the same concept.
Yeah, but it's bigger and it's scary.
No. Crack lug nuts first, jack it up, pinch bolt or frame.
You make it sound so easy. You know how tiny I am, right? My arm span is not that long.
You could do it.
By the way, I'm like 5 foot. maybe 5'1", don't know, around that. So anyway, that's the bottom of the bottle. If you have any suggestions on what we should be drinking next week, send us a message or comment on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check us out on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at FWES Podcasts, and also follow us on Instagram at Fine Wine and Evil Spirits. Another thing, if you like podcasts and want to get rewarded for listening to something you're going to listen to anyway, check out PodCoin. They give you free points for listening to your favorite podcasts and hopefully your new favorites, wink wink. Build up enough points and you can get gift cards or donate to charity. If you decide to check it out, use Evil Spirits, all one word, to get 3 points right away. And if you like the story, head over to iTunes, and
if you don't, we'll haunt you.